Welcome to One Nerd and Two Noobs.
We are back.
Those ones that use some like house music. No, that's different. How's it go?
No, it's literally what I did.
I don't know if that's right.
Okay.
Do it again. Let me maybe. Yeah. No.
Okay. Yeah.
Now you sound like a baby crocodile.
I don't know what you want from me. All right, welcome back. It's One Nerd, Two Noobs.
Yeah, look up baby
here,
crocodiles, people.
All right,
it's a great sound.
If you're here, you're back, and we really don't know why at this point.
What do you mean?
No.
You get the most fucking great entertainment you had all week, especially during the frickin' coronac, after you've probably broken down and watched Cursed on Netflix or whatever. Or is that Prime?
No, that's Netflix.
And you've broken down and watched that, or you've watched that fucking eel show. What was that eel show?
No, what do you think it is? What it's called? Don't tell
them, bro. It was called... No, I know this one. It was called...
Come on.
Oh, my God. Benjamin Rabbit's the only thing coming to mind. But I know it's not Benjamin Rabbit.
With a W.
It's got
Winchester.
Superman in it. Nope.
Winnipeg.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no. It's a medieval thing. What am I talking about?
Yeah.
It has to have something like that.
Winnipeg, you got
it.
It's not Winnipeg.
No, I was just thinking anything that W came to mind. I don't know why Winnipeg was the first thing we came to. Winnebago, the adventure. No, it's called Warlock.
Nope.
Warlock.
You were close, though. That's actually pretty close.
Warlock.
Witcher. The Witcher.
What the fuck is that?
It's a made-up word.
Yeah.
Isn't Witcher, isn't that like one of those like horror movies that's kind of softcore? Horror movies?
What?
Isn't there a horror movie like that?
There's like witch movies that are.
Yeah, what is that one where the girls from the sorority get together and do some witch
craft?
Thing and then all their
craft.
Shirts pop off? No, not the craft.
Oh.
It's a series.
Oh, I
of like
no
shitty
idea,
like
then.
like you know, booby horror movies. Boobacious horror movies.
I have no idea. Weird. Either way, yeah.
Oh,
so.
But if you do want to watch a cool show. And you're in the quarantine because we're all quarantined. These are Tim's recommendations. Ba da ba ba da ba. Ow. The Echo Challenge. First few episodes really good, but I don't know if it's just me. But once the winner wins, you kind of lose a lot of steam. But I guess. You kind of want to see all these poor bastards have been fucked up on this trip and see how they finish up. Anyway, so you kind of... The last three episodes, you're just watching these people that you're like, wow, dude, what the fuck? You come in 37th and you're going to have a limb removed? You did this? Why? But, I mean, it's I guess, triumph of will. But, okay, so that one's okay. Glow Up, which was pretty fun, and that's on Netflix, and that's a makeup show out of the UK. It's pretty good, pretty good, pretty good, pretty good. We also watched... What other series did I watch?
We watched Lovecraft Country.
Oh, Lovecraft Country. I'll let you talk about that, Cole.
Oh, Lovecraft Country, based off the book. It's on HBO. It's a really cool cosmic horror story taken from the African-American perspective in the Deep South area. The first episode definitely had a lot of those themes about it, but definitely had some cool... Special effects, creepy auras, and the actors did a really good job. I'm excited to see it further. The end of the show definitely had, like, the most... They did what they should. They cliffhangered it, but they also did show monsters and blood and gore, which you need to do.
This is not a Lovecraftian series.
No,
it's an action horror
film,
series.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's the Lovecraft is very minimal. It's name only, basically.
They talk about... Well, you know what? They talk about him.
They talk about
him. So they bring
him
into the lexicon, which is kind of its thing. But they also talked about the controversy around him.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of interesting. They addressed it all. Like the fact that the guy likes him.
It takes place...
Even though they address...
In the real world.
Yeah.
It takes place in the real world where he's a writer, but
who's
there's
a writer?
Lovecraft. It
oh,
doesn't
oh,
take
okay,
place
actor,
in his
I'm
universe,
sorry, yeah.
But there's he his universe is real or something.
It kind of it definitely reminds
no,
me
I think
of
they were like they're finding out it's real.
Yeah, I
but
think
it's not. It I don't know. We have
plus
to watch
the
more.
Things that the things
yeah.
that attack him. I looked it up. Apparently, they're supposed to be Shoggoths.
That's what they were supposed
which
to be.
Which were the things that were in Antarctica?
Yeah.
For that one story,
yeah.
which doesn't make sense.
Weird.
Yeah, why they would be in the
because
woods?
Because the whole
of
thing about
in,
well, I understand
New England
is the thing is the Shoggoths were kind of a parallel to slaves. And the elder things were parallel to white people. So they're kind of trying to pull that in.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, that gives
but
a perspective
it was in
about
Antarctica.
And you know, I wish I'd known that before, because that would make a lot that would make
well,
it more
they don't look anything. Well, because Shoggoths are like blobs.
Well, I don't know what Shoggoth is. So
well, I'm telling you what they are. They're,
oh, I'm
they're,
sorry. I
they're blobs.
Like, I've seen them. I don't know.
They're basically blobs, but they made them like weird dog things.
Like weird dog vampire
dog,
things?
Dog vampire hounds.
Worm-tailed.
That
yeah.
if you're bitten, you turn into one.
Yeah.
It was weird.
It,
spoiler
yeah.
alert, if you haven't watched it. But either way, we enjoyed it.
They come
spoiler
out of nowhere.
Alert. I hate
so
spoiler alerts.
Yeah.
Tough shit. We're going to tell you things, and you know what? If knowing that there's worm dogs in this show ruins it for you, then you need to figure out some shit in
they
your
show
life.
Them in the trailer.
You need
so,
to figure out
oh,
some
yeah,
shit
they do,
in your life.
They.
They're
yeah.
like, hey, we have monsters
okay,
in our show.
There was one point that I would like to bring up, and I would like somebody to start a writing campaign.
How bad is... Wait.
In a point... No, no. I'm saying there was a point within when they were having a street festival that had amazing time-appropriate
oh,
singing.
Oh, shit. You're
singing,
going with this.
And
okay.
most of the show had time
and all the rest of the show
music.
Was like blues and jazz and rock and roll and very time... And then they drop a kind of... contemporary rap song.
No, it's not even... It's like mumble
it's
rap.
It's like mumble rap, which... I mean, if you're a fan, good for you. Cool. I like shit nobody else likes. I understand. But, oh, I mean, you know, but I admit it's shitty music for most people, so admit that your shit is shitty too. Anyway, but they drop that in the middle of this thing, and it really pulls you out. It doesn't make any sense. It was like, it was not necessary in any way to move the plot forward. And I was like, what? I don't get it. You know, it's not a time traveling sequence.
There's also like a random... I don't know if I should talk about it. But there's a random shot of, like, a guy getting blown by another guy out of nowhere, and it's
yeah,
not
there
brought
was
up
some,
again.
Oh, yeah, in the
rest of the show.
That was a little, like...
Well, they didn't... They cut away from everything else sexual except for that. Like, the husband and wife...
It has nothing to do with
anything. ...getting funky. They cut away immediately. But you get the full, like, guy getting a BJ in the alleyway behind the bar. What? But I... You know what
it's
I did like
addressed.
About it, though?
Yeah.
You know what I did
not
like about it?
At
the
all.
Fact is... Then it's just, they don't address it.
Yeah.
The guy's just like, well, da-da-da. Like, it's just commonplace. You're like,
yeah,
what?
All right.
It's kind of odd. I mean, it's interesting.
I
so
guess you're
it's
supposed
like,
to imply that the guy knows that the other guy is a...
Is, they might
gay.
Be gay?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they knew. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Because when
just,
he walks in the
weird.
Bar, he goes, you know the guy who owns this place? The one with the earring? And back in those days, earrings were not commonly worn by men.
Mm.
So,
yeah.
I think that they're kind of like giving you subtle hints... From the time, which would make sense, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's, but overall, it's pretty good, okay.
I thought it was a fun
was
first episode.
Okay.
I'm excited to see what they do with this
yeah.
season. Because from the trailer, they had a lot of cool stuff going on.
We'll watch it.
And
the effects were
keep, yeah, I'm going to keep
yeah,
watching it.
Keep watching. But, okay, so those are a couple of shows that we've watched recently. And beyond that,
Dimension 20, watch that. It's a lot of fun if you're into D&D stuff. They have a full season on YouTube. Check it out. It's cool stuff.
Oh, that's good. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's free to watch. The Bloodkeep, I think, is the one that's free on YouTube right now. And Tiny Heist, but I might be mistaken.
Is that the candy people that you watch?
No, that's Crown of Candy. You have to pay the app to watch that one.
Oh, I didn't know.
Bloodkeep is the free side mission one that is a...
Is it the same people, though?
No, different cast. It's
oh.
got Matthew Mercer. Is like... If
you could just be making up names.
Super, yeah, I'm a, like, I could be. He's like the big notable one, and then they have a lot of College Humor cast members.
That's
and
Fred Armisen's brother, Bob Armisen.
God.
I'm like, what?
Either way.
Who?
Check it out on YouTube. That's a fun show that I've been enjoying.
Bob Armisen.
Well, we can start this up. We can start this up.
All right. Nope. Now it's time for a game review. Quick one.
Go.
Quick.
Shit, I don't have anything.
Okay, well then moving on.
Yeah, I'm all like, I don't have
quick
anything.
Quick movie review.
Actually,
the TV review could have been your movie review,
yeah.
Unless you have something.
Yeah, I mean, you had movies that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, do you have something else to talk yet?
We had Seagal that we could have talked about. We have Action USA. I don't think we did that
one. Yeah, I think you talked about it.
Did
I think we talked about everything. Yeah, we've been working our way through Seagal movies. I think we kind of stopped because we got to Glimmer Man, and that's kind of like the
epitome.
The point where...
Well, that was his Citizen Kane.
It starts to go downhill.
This is why that Seagal's Citizen Kane.
No, I'd say Under Siege was Seagal's Citizen Kane.
Under Siege is the peak Seagal, and it kind of goes down.
The next couple were okay.
Yeah,
did we talk about Lone Wolf himself, Chuck Norris?
Yeah, we watched a few Chuck
Have we talked
Norris
about
movies.
Him? I'm just
we
asking. I don't remember
early Chuck
if we did.
Norris. We went through a bunch
yeah.
of early Chuck Norris. What are we on now? What's our next one?
I don't know.
We watched a lot of Shaw Brothers.
I watched some Breen.
Oh, how was the Breen?
Some Neil Breen.
Oh, yeah.
One of them I thought was fun.
Really?
Well,
it's a professional film.
I watched two of his five professional independent feature films.
Explain who this guy is,
Double
because
Down,
I don't know who this is.
Double Down and Fateful Findings, plus Elite Squad doesn't work.
Oh,
so
okay.
We'll find that.
We'll rent a different copy of that.
Yeah. We will rent another copy of Elite Squad.
Yes.
Legally.
From our local rental place.
So,
Movie
yeah,
Madness.
Neil Breen is an independent filmmaker who makes horrible, awful, terrible movies.
That people love.
Yeah, that people...
He's
people
a Tommy
love.
Wiseau without going into the shtick.
Yeah, yeah. He has the same oddness and incompetence of Tommy Wiseau. I wouldn't say he reaches quite the quality level of The Room. I mean, Double Down is pretty good, but there isn't quite enough, like, what's going on kind of stuff. Same thing with Fateful Findings. Maybe if you put all five of his movies together, they'd equal, like, The Room, but The Room is still top-tier awfulness for me, but I'll watch some more Breen, try to...
The Room, though, is the modern-day Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Yes, it's...
Where they're seriously trying to make a movie.
Yeah.
But it's just so bad and so ill-acted that you're like, what?
Yeah, so many little things that just are amazing. So, I'm a big fan of awful movies, so I'm excited to watch more Breen.
Did you watch that other one that I got you? Rex Head?
No, I've only watched the Neil Breen.
Oh, you didn't get to see what's it called now. What's it called again?
Well, one night you guys went up at like 2:30, so...
Oh, yeah. But what is that movie called? Like, you meet Ed...
Rawhead Rex.
Rawhead Rex, that's right.
Clive Barker.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. All right. So, Cole, do you have anything else to add?
Let me try and think. Anything else to add that's meaningful?
Anything coming out soon? Anything exciting?
Anything coming out soon? Oh, I just got my copy of Lancers in, the RPG. I've been flipping through that. That's been a lot of fun.
You've been doing that Kids on Bikes. Or not Kids on Bikes, Kids on Brooms.
Kids
or...
on Brooms, the new one that just came out by Hunter's Press. Ran my first game of that, not for a stream, just for some pals. And I'm liking it. I like it. I gotta get used to the system. It's definitely an interesting system. I've been supporting Kids on Bike system since the Kickstarter. I did the Kickstarter, I think, 2016.
I've been supporting kids with bikes for years.
Yeah. It's a fun system. I like it a lot. Lancers, I'm excited for because it has, like, there's two modes of play, which are narrative play, which is, like, more RPing and, like...
What?
Role-playing RP.
Oh.
role-playing.
I didn't know what RPing was. I was like, what is that?
It's strange because it takes just as long to say RPing as it says to say role-playing.
Yeah.
So I don't know why
he... It doesn't sound as gross.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd stick with RPing.
Yeah, I like that call. Don't quite understand it.
Well, this weekend I was down RPing with a bunch of buddies of mine.
I hate this.
RPing.
We RP'd our way through a...
Either way! Either way, never mind. It's a fun book. Check it out.
Role play, RP, the same amount of syllables. I don't know why you have to...
Because it's cool that way.
Because it's fly. I'm a super
fly
guy. Because
it's cool. It gives him nerd cred. Because not everybody would understand it like me. See, you know what? All the normies would be like, what's RP? And all the nerds in the know would look at him and give that nod and wink.
I know what RPing is.
I'm down with RPing also.
Either way.
R. Kelly,
it's
RP.
Oh my god. Either way, this is why no one wants to be on the show with us. Either way.
What, are you saying R. Kelly wants to be on the show with us?
God, I'm fighting for my life. Can you get R. Kelly to be on the show?
Because he would truly RP for you, Cole.
Well, this is the last episode of One Nerd Tune. We hope you've enjoyed this. We will be back. I don't know when. All right, bye.
Now, Cole, get us Marie Kondo to be on there. This house is a fucking disaster.
Yeah, she'd step in and leave.
She doesn't even have to play a game. She could just clean this house, and I would be so happy.
She'd make us get rid of half our shit, though.
We'll hide all of it in the basement before she comes.
She'll come to the basement and be like, "What the fuck is happening here?"
She'd be like, this does not spark joy. She'd slap the taste right out of your mouth.
Yeah, she'd be all like,
you do not spark joy!
Bitch!
She'd be like, I am throwing away this pile of stuff. And then you look over and all you have left is a pair of khaki shorts and one t-shirt. Yeah.
Why, Marie Kondo, why?
Why, Marie Kondo, why must you hate us? For our slop.
She takes out a pair of gold-plated sunglasses and just walks out the door, flipping us off.
No, she'd have us come out in front of the house, and then she'd walk away, and our house would burst into flames, explode, as she did a slow-mo walk.
I could see that. Does not
spark
joy.
We'd each have one milk crate full of belongings. That's it. All right, Cole. What's going on?
I don't know. All right.
You're in lost control of this whole thing, Cole. It's gone off the rails.
This is every time.
It's gone off the rails. Get it back on.
Okay. I'll try. Well, if you stuck around for the 17 minutes plus that we've been doing this intro, this is One Nerd, Two Noobs. I'm finally saying the name. Episode 4 of Dead at Roanoke. I think, yeah, 4. Episode 4, 4 or 5. I'm not going to look it up. Episode 4 or 5 of Dead at Roanoke, our playthrough of Zombie World by Magpie Games. It's been a lot of fun so far.
It's a pretty cool game.
Pretty fun. Pretty fun. Pretty
it's
fun.
Easy
pretty fun.
Too.
It's very easy,
it's easy
and fast-paced and easy to do.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's eyes widen like, you motherfuckers, this hasn't been easy. I've been pulling this whole game on my back.
Yeah, Rowan has totally kept this game.
Yeah.
Kept us alive. I don't know. I checked out a long time ago.
I don't know what's happening.
I think my character got bit.
We're in a bus or something.
No, you're not. Wow, neither
one
of you remember.
Yet.
No. So,
we went the other way. We went for the guns.
You
right?
went for the guns. You found yourself in the armory where you are with Percy Ward, the Reverend, who has a small following of men.
Didn't he get bitten?
Men with him. No, he's not.
Oh, no,
bitten.
He's an apocalyptic dude, remember?
And then,
kind of a little bit like the guy at the end of The Blob. Coming soon. It's coming.
Soon.
Day of Reckoning.
Soon, sister. Soon.
Yeah. That was great.
You open the door, you hear a cocking of a shotgun as pointing a gun towards your group was Ryan. Ryan.
Is he a guard, right?
Yes. He is a guard for the prison. He was in there when the shit hit the fan, and you had to talk him down a ledge. As you did so, some shouting ensued, and you had to rally together as hands began hitting against the glass, and the undead masses began surrounding the door. You all grabbed guns off the shelves, in this armory and get ready to fight the undead, trying to make your fateful escape from Roanoke State Penitentiary. Yeah,
we're just trying to make it to the bus, right?
Yep.
Everybody pumps their shotgun in an unnecessary amount of times.
Yep, and no shells fall out.
That was Lovecraft Country.
Oh yeah, Lovecraft Country.
Everybody pumped their shotguns.
The hillbillies
like
were
three
pumping.
Times.
We're pumping their shotguns like
that's
it was going
the
out.
Most infuriating gun thing in the world.
there should have been shells
emptying.
Right?
You're just emptying your. Because you're okay. So they're cops.
Yeah.
Why would you have people? With an around you with a shotgun that isn't ready to go, and why would you it's a gun thing. Let's just pump our shotgun seven times.
The reality is this: until we get Tom Cruise's unreleased Cthulhu movie, there is no good Cthulhu movies.
They were gonna. Del Toro and Tom.
Is
Cruise
this a thing?
We're supposed to do a Mountains of Madness movie.
Yeah,
really.
But the thing is. They didn't think that a large scale, because that a Lovecraft movie like that would require a lot of money, and I think that was at the time when people were like, hey, this guy's a racist, and then they were like, oh,
Tom Cruise.
Well, Tom Cruise is a Scientologist.
Yeah, I thought he was getting not
racist. He's just more.
Yeah, I thought he was just a nut.
No, I'm saying Lovecraft.
Oh,
yeah,
when
it was
the
more in the public lexicon, people were like, hey, did you know that this guy was a racist? And it's like, yeah. And then they're like, okay, I guess we're not going to put money into this.
Yeah, there was a big lashback a little while ago. Mm-hmm. But then that guy wrote the book, and then he got the funding, and now he's doing this. So who knows? It might be bad.
Well, it makes a shitload of... I don't think people,
No. You're wearing a Cthulhu t-shirt today.
Yes, I am. Yeah. It's very small for
yeah.
me.
It's a tight rope to walk. You have to kind of like... It's kind of like one of those things where
you have
like,
to acknowledge it.
You have to acknowledge it, but you also have to acknowledge the fact that it influenced horror.
You have to acknowledge the fact that if you're going to take someone's shit, at least,
Fair enough.
It's hard. It's hard.
It's hard to, because you're taking a guy's universe and then you're spitting on him,
But the same thing is this. Okay, so the ultimate thing would be to make these movies. You know why? Because in reality, it's basically just saying, ha! See? Now that you're dead and you didn't make any money, we're making a killing off your shit!
Exactly.
Take that, you racist motherfucker!
No, you totally don't support this guy. He's a total racist. And then they, cash in.
Yeah, I mean, it's the ultimate. It's the ultimate get back.
It's just,
It's the ultimate get back.
It's disgusting.
All right.
Well, all right. That was our thoughts and feelings on this.
So we're in the thing. We're trying to get to the bus. We're locked and loaded. We've popped about 10 extra shells into the air.
Yeah,
to make sure.
You see a
so
bunch of the other
just in case we're in.
We see the followers of the Revenant.
Lovecraft
grab them
country.
off the ground and throw them in their pockets because they're all like, all right, gotta save those.
They all stare at each other like, have you never used a gun before?
Yeah.
What's going on here? That's like those guys. That's like in the movie before they start doing. In the cowboy movies, before they started into the big fight thing, they would shoot the guns in the air and scream, and then they'd run. You're like, well, there's two shells you don't have to save your ass.
So, you're standing there, the glass door's in front of you, cock the guns.
Glass door?
Like the see-through door kind of thing, so you can see?
Okay, they wouldn't have a glass door in front of
an
armory.
Well, it's a...
They would have a steel door with a tiny window that's completely locked. Unless all the guns were in racks and locked away.
They were in racks, locked away.
And how did we get them?
You saved your supplies up,
got the key
to get into this room, and then the cop unlocked them all and gave them to you.
Okay, and moving forward. Got it. I'm up to speed.
So, what do you wish to do? There's a bunch of zombies outside the door, and there's one path to the bus.
Well, as in, everybody who has watched any horror movie, zombies whatsoever, you're just going to start... taking them out. No, actually, what we should do is we should try to be as quiet as possible, get as far as we can before we have to start shooting. And we should be very strategic in our shooting and shoot in small area around us to keep them away, but not try to go for a long distance one, because there's no choice in that. Try to keep them at a good distance so we aren't within biting range, but we're not trying to clear the room.
How much ammo do we have here?
Yeah. You have a good amount of ammo on you. You think you're, you found, for the guns that you took, you found about 6 boxes of ammunition of, like, shotgun shells, so you think it'll last you a while.
Okay, so we can't waste them. So we can't just go out there and be like, you know,
well, we're already
casting the
bottlenecking them. They're already trying to get in the room, right?
There are some slamming up against the door. The door's still holding.
What are we going to do?
Okay.
There's no way out, so...
So should we stand on either side of the door, pop the door open, and take out the ones that are coming in? So that we can control the flow of how many come in at a time?
We kind of have to shoot, because unless, you know, what else are we going to do? We don't have any other things to kill them. They already know where we are.
You have a police baton and a pipe.
Yeah, I don't think I want to walk up to these things. Let's just,
so
we have a
time
bunch
to
of,
run and gun?
We're in an armory. I think we can... How many did you see? Did we see out there?
You saw about... Oh, in the room itself, there were at least like 20 or 30. They were moving around too much to be able to get an accurate count, but there's a horde of them out there. You see at least, like, 5 hands hitting against the glass right now.
Okay, do they see us?
The window, it's tinted, so they can't see through it, but they heard the shouting and the talking, so that's why some of them
so
have been trapped over
here. So what if we were quiet for a little while and think they'd wander away?
Is there a vent in the room?
You can attempt, there's no vent in the room, not one at least big enough for you to crawl in, but you could attempt to try and keep quiet and confuse them. It's really up to you how you wish to do this, because...
What do you call, Rob? What's your call?
Yeah.
You saved us this far.
Because there are rules for everything you're saying. It really comes down to what you're trying to do.
What do you think, Rob?
I guess we could let them in through the front door and try to bash them. I don't know.
Instead of shooting them first?
There's only 5. Well, there's 2 options, because there's no other way out, so we can either let the 5 in and try to melee them silently, and then maybe sneak our way to the bus somehow, or we could just start shooting and hopefully
just
bottleneck all the rest of them that come in.
Just try to blast our way out like
running
men.
Yeah, but use a bunch of ammo.
But we have to get out, too. That's a problem, is that we can't get the whole door blocked.
Did we see a way for other zombies from around the prison to come into that room, or is it kind of a blocked-off room where we'd only have
there's
to
there's only one in, one out, right?
Take out the
so
30 zombies.
You had, yeah, there was one in, one out. You had, the way you got in was through the ventilation shaft. Oh, God. No. Rowan, look at this.
It's horrid.
That's something.
Absolutely
Cole.
Disgusting.
Should we take a quick pic and put it online?
Rowan,
no,
take a picture of that.
I
don't
want to take a picture of this. That's awful.
He has a man bun going on.
It's
for
not
the,
a man bun.
Yes, it is.
He has a
no,
sad
a
ponytail.
It's
a little rat tail.
It's a man little rodent tail. Where is it? Is it? It's not even Seagal worthy yet, is it?
No.
Mm-mm.
How much longer until it's Seagal worthy?
Like 6 months.
Okay, go ahead, Cole. I'm watching.
So there was one entrance in, and the way you got in was through the ventilation shaft. That's why you kind of missed that completely.
If we start shooting, will more come?
You look and you know that the door is open and there are some pouring in and out. So there is a giant horde in this room that's moving around. Some are stumbling out, some are stumbling in. But you know that if you were managed to get to the bus, you probably would have... if you managed to do it just right, you would probably be able to get to the bus and get out in time before another horde came in. But there is always the danger of the sound attracting more.
It's really your call, bro. What do you think would be best?
Let's try to take him out silently, I guess.
Silent but deadly?
And then sneak our way to the bus.
Sweet. SBD. Let's do it!
Let's go.
Alright. So.
So, what?
You reach over the door. You grab one on the handle and open up the door. You watch as one initially falls just right in front of all of you. You have your You have a baton, and one of you has a pipe, and you see that there were some other batons and pipes in here, so the others are ready for this.
Just hit.
Go ahead and fight the dead, then. It
He's
is...
laying on his face. I'm like, what's a fight? It's called a crushing his skull.
Drawing savagery.
Okay, savagery. I have a two.
I have a two.
Okay, let's go.
So both of you draw.
Let's draw.
Wait, bite or survivor? Survivor, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many do I draw, Cole? How many do I
Two. It adds up to your whatever number you have.
I kill.
What'd you get?
Edge and opportunity.
Do you wish you...
No, I'm not going to do that.
Then, okay.
I got edge and miss.
Edge and miss? So, edge... All right, I need both of you to draw from... So, you're both standing there. So, you're both standing there. It falls in... And as you're all concentrating on this one zombie, another one kind of leans in and gets a little too close two of them are coming in from behind you and are getting a little too close for call. I need you both to draw one card from the bite deck.
That's such bullshit. I think that's a miss thing.
Safe. Nothing goes wrong.
That's so dumb.
I got safe.
Put it on the bottom.
I did. Bro? Do I shuffle it or do I...
No.
Nope.
You don't bite, shuffle until someone gets the bite card.
Threat, more zombies, amazing.
What's that mean?
That's what happens.
Oh, okay.
So
okay, since Cole screwed us.
How did I screw you? It's an edge or an opportunity. You chose not to choose.
Let's go.
You chose what you chose.
No, that's basically a failure.
Did we take
that? It's not a
failure.
You pass killing it, but the thing that happens is...
If we get an edge, then we could get bitten anyway.
Yeah.
I can make that happen. There are three opts. I've made you draw from that deck once this entire game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because we've been taking stresses.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go. Let's go.
You,
God damn it.
Yeah. I have a stress. Do you have
Why
stress
are you marking
or?
Stress?
No, because it rubbed off.
Right oh.
Okay.
So
How many
you,
do you have?
One.
So you watch
no,
as you kill.
One.
So you watch as you kill the zombies that are there, and you make your way to the doorway, and you see that you have a... the fallen shelves still have a slight path that will lead over to the bus, but there is a little bit of an open area where you're going to have to fight to get to the bus door.
Yeah, well, we expect
But
that.
You see, because you see as you killed that one of the bodies falls and kind of collapses, making a little bit of noise on the shelf next to you. And as you look, you see that some of the zombies by the doorway turn around, not quite aware of your party, but hearing the noise start stumbling over. So you see that there's a group coming to block your pass, and you need to get over there quick. What are you doing?
We hustle ass. Guns ready. Guns ready. Batons ready. Hustle ass.
All right, go ahead and give me a...
What are you shaking your head about?
You sent me a text of your rat tail.
Samurai,
go ahead and
some samurai jack
I need whoever wants I need someone to draw on survival.
I have a three. I'll draw.
I have a two.
Did you shuffle the survivor deck, by the
yes.
way, after you pulled?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Go and draw three cards. Oh, and you're
that's what he said. You said shuffle it, right?
I asked if it had been shuffled. You shuffle it after every time you pull. Rowan said he shuffled it already.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you wanted me to shuffle.
No, you pulled
well,
three
I
cards
the game, didn't I?
Nope.
I ruined the game. Just go ahead and double.
Yep, you ruined it.
I have edge, triumph, and miss.
Oh, a triumph was all you needed.
I have two. An edge and a triumph and a miss.
You win.
You want... triumph is the best.
I know.
You win.
So...
Like the dog.
Yep. So shuffle cards up, and then...
It's all coming
up. Oh, it's only 2 minutes, Andrew. So you shuffle... As you see...
No, courage.
You watch as the swarm is...
No, triumph is better than courage, in my book.
That's wrong.
Triumph
How
is fear.
How dare you?
Well, triumph is quicker. Triumph
there
is
two different
really quick.
There are two different forms of comedy, though.
And triumph has gigantic long arms.
Yeah.
Never seen him do that. He has that paw that's like a foot and a half long.
Yeah, he has slender man arms.
Yeah. Well, there are two different things. Triumph is the adult version of courage.
No.
Yeah.
No, courage not that smart.
Courage is
smart
as hell.
Yes.
He uses his computer.
Yeah, remember? He has a computer in his
that tells
attic
him
that he lives in.
Oh, that's right. He looks things up all
and
the time.
And he has to save his
yeah.
his
Mariel?
Yeah,
Miriam.
Miriam, is it Miriam?
Yeah.
Miriam and Eustace Bags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
what's her last name?
Bags.
Bags?
Eustace
And Bags. They have the bathtub barracuda that inspires him.
What?
Is that just me that remembers that part?
The bathtub barracuda?
Yeah, look up the bathtub barracuda.
I remember there's a few weird minor characters.
Yeah, there's the Bat-Tooth Barracuda that appears, I think, for just one episode. One or two episodes that just shows up and is like, what's he say? This is what he says. He goes, Courage is looking in the mirror and the Bat-Tooth Barracuda appears out of the tub. There's no such thing as perfect. You're beautiful as you are, Courage. With all your imperfections, you can do anything. It just comes out of the tub and says that.
It's Muriel Bang. So
yeah.
I thought it was Miriam, but Muriel.
What did I say?
You said Muriel.
Oh.
I said Muriel.
Why don't we all get a bathtub barracuda?
Because Courage is the best. That's why I have a bathtub.
I don't have a bathtub. I'd need a shower stall barracuda.
I technically have a bathtub.
Yeah, you too. You could have a barracuda.
Yeah.
Come up and tell you you're beautiful.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
There you go.
Because
I wouldn't want it to come up when I was on the shitter and talk to me.
I don't think if I was in
okay,
on.
I don't think
if I was taking a shit, I would enjoy that, or taking a shower. But
if I was
looking in the mirror,
like plucking nose hairs, I'd be like, yeah, thanks,
barricade. Honestly, I don't think I'd want
a
barricade.
You know what I
want to do? Because those things are mean.
I wanted to show up just when I was looking in the mirror and going, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you, you fucking shit pile. And then the barricade would come up and go, hey, bud, it's all good.
Yeah.
Good, just the way you are.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, seriously, Barracuda? Seriously? Do you have eyes? I'm not fucking blind, Barracuda.
Barracuda would just swim
then
away.
Then the Barracuda
would
turn to me and shake his head and go,
You don't understand, man.
You don't understand.
Don't understand.
Then he'd fire up a fat spliff, put on his Hawaiian shirt, and go to lunch with Matthew McConaughey.
Out of all the names you pulled that. Okay. McConaughey. All right. Well!
Yeah.
You all grab your weapons and quickly and decisively make it across the racks. Leading the charge, we have Bud. He's got a police baton, and he's knocking zombies out of the way. You and your group of the cultists, the police officer.
Wear his skin like a suit. What?
Who?
Go ahead. What's going on? What's happening? What?
That took a weird dark turn, and I have no idea what happened. Either way, you decisively and quickly make your way over to the bus door. You see that Ryan has the keys on him, lucky enough, and begins pummeling the keys around, trying to get the door unlocked and open.
Pummeling. I like that color. Pummeling? Yeah, it's not a real word.
It's not a word.
Just made it up. It's like fumbling. And pummel. And fumbling together.
Pummeling.
That should be
word
in
of the day.
Fucking dictionary. Everyone, children, listen up. Word of the day. Pummeling. It means to fumble, but in a pummeling sort of way. So he's like banging against the door and trying to put the key in.
Yes.
It's his own thing. I like it. Go ahead. So he's commencing the pummel.
He's pummeling. Continues.
Yes.
We're closing in on a 3-year anniversary on this show.
Oh, we passed it!
We're closing out on a 4th-year anniversary on this show.
How long has it been going on?
I don't know.
So I thought it was 2017.
17?
Yeah,
it's 17. Something like that, I don't remember.
Did we start at like February 2017?
No. Oh, October, I think.
That late?
Yeah, because we started around Halloween.
Are you talking, is this post or pre the missing episodes? The lost episodes?
No, those episodes re-uploaded. We just didn't... We started in October, if I'm not mistaken.
Nah, I think it was before that. I don't think it was Halloween month.
I'm pretty sure, but...
I think it was.
Let's see.
One of our people, look it up and call a message and tell him.
It says November 2017 is when we started dropping for the first time on our new hosting platform. But it was October when we started.
I think it was...
It was
August,
October. It
September.
Was, okay. It was October, but either way.
It was September.
We're not going to do this. Either way!
We recorded in September, came out in October.
Hey!
So, we're only a couple weeks away from what? Our third anniversary only?
2017?
Yeah.
It's 2020.
2019, 2020. There's only our third anniversary coming up?
Third. Yeah.
Next month?
Yeah.
Well, shouldn't somebody one of our listeners send us a fucking cake? Come on. Cake?
By the way, if you know who he's talking about, congrats. We saw on Instagram.
Yes.
Congratulations.
You know who you are.
You know who you are. Congrats on the news.
And we're just kidding about the cake.
Yeah.
Even though the cake you made us before we moved was
delicious
on top of being inspirationally beautiful.
It was great all around.
Incredible.
Thank you again.
Yes.
Either
way.
That
was a hell of a way to go out.
It really was.
That was fucking awesome.
And it was very nice.
Yeah. And it was delivered with social distancing before it was even cool to social distance.
It was.
See? So
very, very
that
nice.
She was ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
Moving on. So, he fumbles with the keys.
Fumbles!
Nope. You mocked me too much.
He's fumbling.
Fumbles with the keys.
Fumbling.
Gets the door open. As the door lashes open, you
does
see
he open
a...
Or does he poping it?
As it opens, you see flinging out that was pushed up against the door, the body of a zombie comes flying out towards you.
Towards him, not me.
Towards him? Are you going to do anything to try
to... Yeah, we're going to try to... I'll try to fucking smack that shit upside its head with a bat or do whatever I can if I have to... as long as I don't get the guy, I'll, like, blast it or bash it. Whatever one.
Rescue an NPC, draw and steal on a hit.
Okay, steal, yeah. I have two. Ro, what do you have steal?
I have three.
Do you want to draw or do you want me to draw since you... Wait, it's
I will tell you the consequences of this right before.
Okay.
On steal... pull from steel.
No.
On a hit, you pull them to safely. Uh-huh. Safety. On an edge, draw from the bite deck or suffer serious harm. Your choice.
Let me pull it, Ro, since you've already gotten stressed.
Wait, what am I pulling
for? Okay, so the guard opened the door to the bus.
And a zombie was
kind of
already
in there and launched out at him. So we're trying to pull him to safety. Or we let him go.
An edge.
Suffer serious harm, or do you want to draw a single card from the bike deck? It's up to
you.
What's
your call, man? What's your call?
What's the difference? Serious harm, or draw
from
the bike deck?
I
don't quite understand.
Well, the bike deck, there's only one bike card,
and you don't reshuffle, and you might get a bidden, or something might happen. Serious harm means you have an ongoing injury that makes it harder to do certain things.
Threat. More zombies.
So, you managed...
Pull him to safety.
Yeah, you managed to pull him to safety while getting the zombie, pushing it out of the way and throwing it up against the railing. The sound resonates through the room and the eyes of the zombies descend on your party. You all quickly...
So they walk at us, towards us, like the Thriller video?
Yeah, like the Thriller video. They start dance walking towards you. But you see more zombies are starting to pile into the room.
I doubt that would happen.
You watch it begin to pile...
That would be like a rap song in the 1940s.
What?
You watch as they begin piling into the room.
I'm calling back to Lovecraft Country.
Oh, okay. I didn't quite understand.
As they begin piling back into the room, your group quickly gets into the bus, Ryan turns the keys over, and you have all managed to get into safety.
We blocked the door, right?
Yeah, he closes the door,
but
so it's
we
like...
We block it. We turn the...
Yeah.
There's a switch you can turn that locks it off.
Yeah.
And it's a prison bus, so it's definitely secure.
No, it's secure as hell. And you see, turns
well,
it over,
no, no.
Hits a button on the side, and you watch as the garage doors behind you begin opening. The door...
Okay, first, though...
Yeah.
Armed and ready, we walk our way through the bus and make sure that there's nothing on the bus. You're number one. And we make sure there's nobody else on the bus. And we make sure that the back door is locked and secured. And all the window exits are locked and chained up. We're not messing around, man.
So, as you begin looking through the bus, you see in the back of the bus, hiding away in the corner, is a man.
Who is he? Is he a guard? Another guard?
No, Travis Conrad.
So he was hiding in the bus with a zombie?
Yep. You see that actually when you get on the bus, that the chained off area was blocked off, so the zombie was stuck in the front and he was hiding in the back.
Okay, well, first of all, I tell him to stand his ass up and show us if he's bitten.
The doctor.
That means he must have dropped, he has to drop trowel the whole deal, or else he's getting one between the eyes. So that's the way it works.
He drops trowel, easy enough, he's just like, nope.
Okay, cool.
I understand.
And you know what I do? When he does that, I watch the other prisoners and see if any of them look, give him the side eye like, hey, baby. Just for a social experiment.
Nope, none of them do.
Even the priest guy?
Yeah, even the priest.
He was notorious for being a little...
Even the priest.
Given the side.
All right, well, let's keep going. even the priest doesn't... He doesn't have any bright marks on him, but you do see his arm is in a sling. He has his arm in a sling. It looks like he broke his arm.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I check it for bites.
You don't see any bites
with
on
a gun in his mouth.
He goes, God, I don't want to die today. Please. Please. I wasn't bitten.
Okay. If he wasn't bitten, then there's no bites, and I'm like, okay, we're all good.
Farmers.
So the thing is open. The door is opening.
The door is opening. Okay. The bus begins to back up. The zombies begin.
Are we running over?
Begin.
Zombies?
Yeah, you run over a bunch.
Damn, their heads popping like zits.
Yep. As you back up, the bus. You see the zombies begin swarming out of the open area. He pulls the bus out, turns it around, and begins going out the long road in which you would enter for the first time.
Long road.
Roanoke State Penitentiary.
I like that guy.
You watch as Roanoke State Penitentiary. You watch as you leave this place you have only came to just a few days ago.
Yeah.
As you begin pulling down the road thinking you're making your way to the realm of safety, you see on the road a barricade of military police car, military truck and convoys are blocking off the road in the surrounding area. The bus comes to a slow stop as you hear over a loudspeaker.
This is the Texas Fort Hood military.
What?
I don't know.
Fort Hood.
Why would...
Fort,
okay.
I, why don't you just say it, the U.S.
Well, like I was trying to...
Why
Fort
is
Hood response
the Roanoke Penitentiary, but we are
in
surrounded
Texas?
By Fort Hood Texans?
No, it was... I tried
military?
Coming out. I didn't think of a
is
name
Roanoke
before this.
In,
Roanoke is like
is in
northeast.
Virginia, right?
Yeah, well,
it's
you came
like
through a desert to get
no,
here.
No, Roanoke was in Virginia.
You came through
it.
You came through a desert to get
one.
Here, so...
Why would there... Okay, I'm not going to question the...
Because I thought it was
Virginia.
A cool name.
There's a city in Virginia and an island off the coast of Virginia.
No, what?
Oh, no. Now there's another one. North Carolina has a Roanoke Island.
We'll go with Roanoke then. We'll go with North Carolina then.
Or Virginia.
Well, yeah, why?
Yeah.
I did not get... Wait, we drove to the desert?
He
should
have
yeah.
been like this. Boy!
This was at the beginning.
Say, this is the Virginia State Troopers.
This is the Virginia...
I'm going to go
zero
home and slap your mama.
In the United States of America.
Let's play geography. Let's play geography.
This is the Alaskan police.
I tried my best.
I'm here in the Florida penitentiary, surrounded by Inuit police officers.
I'm trying my best here, you guys. You see a military convoy stops you and says,
You have 1 minute to turn the bus around and head back to the state penitentiary.
Was this some kind of experiment that we're...
You hear the cocking of machine guns. As you sit there, looking out across the, across this line... You see that behind you lies the prison and a horde of zombies coming towards you. In front of you, you see a line of military sitting there waiting to shoot you down.
Let them go after the military. Why are we gonna... We'll let the zombies attack the military.
Vanishing point for the military.
You sit there looking out at this as the radio over the bus begins to play and the song begins to run.
Run.
What do you want from me?
Run.
All right.
We need to go record a song now. So you can press pause.
Well, I was going to... You didn't need to say that, but all right.
Hey, we give them a little glimpse behind the
yeah.
curtain.
Yeah, I'm in pause now.
A little behind the curtain.
Quiet.
You said play twice, by the way.
Right. Well, we hope you enjoyed
and
that
we're
song.
And
oh.
We're back.
And we're back. We were
pumbling with the mic a little bit. We're back.
Oh, my God. We hope you enjoyed the song. Either way, we hope you enjoyed this episode of One Nerd, Two Noobs. As always, I am Cole, the GM, the DM. I know, I'm doing it right now.
Shit on the beginning of this.
Well, the beginning was shit all around.
We're sorry, Anaconda. Cole's doing his best.
Yeah, I am. So, we hope you enjoyed this episode of Dead at Roanoke, episode 4. This is the second to last episode of this series.
Next episode
will be the season finale for Dead at Roanoke.
And then we're moving on to some other cool stuff.
Yeah, we're moving on to other cool stuff. We're going to be playing... I'll have to look at my notes again and see.
Playing a board game.
I think we might be playing...
Kids on Bikes?
We might be playing Kids on... if that's what you guys wanted to play.
I didn't think you were interested in that.
Well,
they'll know. It'll be a surprise.
It'll be a surprise. Either way...
Call of Cthulhu.
Did you want to play Call of Cthulhu?
Let's do that.
Yeah, there's Call of Cthulhu.
Yeah.
I had an idea for one.
That'll be good with our whole Lovecraft Country thing going on
here.
We'll tap into the market. We'll get on board that market. Let's cash in on this shit. Let's beat that dead horse.
Yeah. Come on, we can't be the only one that...
Hot digging.
Thanks, bro. We can't be the only one missing out on the Lovecraft train. Either way.
Get on board, it's a racist thing.
Wow.
Lovecraft.
Lovecraft. Either way, I did have an idea for a... Lovecraft game. It was called The Stars Align and Deep in the Heart of Texas.
Did we ever look up... Is there a Call of Cthulhu?
There is.
I'm certain.
Call of Cthulhu?
There is.
Is there?
Yeah.
The probability that some cat person is a Lovecraft fan decides to make something cat.
You by owning a cat, you have to be a Lovecraft fan.
Yeah.
Because
cats
are straight up.
Because everybody knows what Lovecraft's cat's name was, right?
What was it?
Don't say it.
if it's inappropriate.
It's horrible.
No, it's not.
Don't say it.
Let
other people Google it.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what it is.
Yeah.
Be a Google offended. All right.
So,
if you don't hear it from anybody else this week, you
hear
it from us.
We love you.
Love you, man.
We love you.
Hey, and be careful out there.
Yeah.
Be safe. Wear your masks. Keep your social distance. And check in on anybody elderly or infirm or can't get out and around. Just make sure they're okay.
Yeah.
Right? And...
protest and donate to the bail funds if you can. The ACLU, all of those good things.
Yeah, exactly.
They're keeping us from being taken away in black vans.
Yeah, and unmarked vans from, was it Enterprise?
Or something like that.
Yeah. No, but you know what? And remember, folks, we're not telling you who to vote for. You know better. But get out and fucking vote.
This is my pet peeve.
Go out and vote for Biden. I have no wrong thing with that. Yeah. No, I'm just saying I want democracy to be representative of the people. So go out and vote. And if you don't vote, don't complain. Don't complain.
Yeah.
And if you do complain, vote. And then complain.
Yeah.
Because that's the way it works. But that and what else? If you live in the Portland area, know anything about the Portland area, and know of something cool for us to do, send it our way.
Yeah, feel free to hit us up on the Twitter.
Because cool. We went and saw the International...
Rose Garden.
Rose... it's something called... It's an International Rose something. It's like where they grow different variety to test them. But it was pretty freaking awesome.
It's pretty cool.
Pretty awesome.
Bunch of flowers.
And
it was fun.
Half of them didn't smell, which I was very disappointed in.
Like looking at flowers.
I want my roses to smell like roses. Because a rose by any other smell is just a fucking flower. Shakespeare.
Yeah, fuck you, Shakespeare. All right, well, with that, we'll see you again next time on One or Two Noobs. Hope everyone's doing good.
Yeah, check out my art.
Yep, check out Dad's art. All right. Well, bye.
Buy a T-Row production We're not sure what they're called yet, but they're amazing hand-cut stamp cards. They're going to be on Pinterest or whatever, not Pinterest.
I'll post a link.
On Etsy. And Cole will post a link.
Yeah, I'll post
a link. They're perfect for every occasion.
Yeah.
That needs a card that has underwear on it.
Yep.
Peace.
Peace. Say bye, everyone.
Back us.
Later.
What? Back us.
Oh, back us.
Yeah, back us.
Wait, what? What do you mean back us?
I don't know.
Give us money. That's what I fucking mean.
Say, but pay us Patreon.
No, I'm saying buy our cards. Pay us Patreon.
Oh,
buy our shit.
I thought we had some sort of Kickstarter.
Well, soon, we're gonna soon have. We're gonna soon have little Buddhas for sale too.
Are you doing a Kickstarter, Cole?
I'm
pump
figuring
Buddhas.
Stuff out. I'm Cole, thinking about doing
get
Kickstarter.
Get some shit together. Do a Kickstarter.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Make a game.
Yep.
And make a game.
We'll
try
see
to kickstart that awful game you made.
I
about the DMV.
Quiet!
How about you kickstart that you will never release it? If you don't pay my kickstart, I'm releasing this shit upon you. I got pox upon your family.
I didn't think it was that bad, but
no,
all right.
It was pretty fun. It was fun. It was like somebody slipped something in your drink.
Well, all right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.